Numbers stick in your mind, like 8675309. Can't get it out of there, right? More on that in just a few minutes. But if you are looking for a bargain for some reason, a dollar to your brain is way more than 99 cents. That's something marketers discovered a long time ago.
I'll tell you what brilliance in advertising is, 99 cents. Somebody thought of that.
Nobody knows who thought of it, but that's Mad Men playing with our heads. It's not just about 99 cents. Turns out that 10 bucks feels like it might be an arbitrary ripoff for a bottle of, say, premium olive oil. But make it $12.67, and suddenly your brain says that the retailer is trying to keep the price under $15 for bargain hunters. Such a deal. You may be smart enough not to be fooled by that old 99-cent trick, but how can $12.67 feel less than an even 10 bucks? Tim Harford writes the Undercover Economist column for the Financial Times, has written extensively on the psychology of pricing. He joins me now. Tim, welcome.
Thank you.
Why does that work? Why does that work?
We're really struggling to figure this out as economists because we really have two different ways of looking at this. One is to say, is there some completely rational reason why these weird prices might make sense? And the other is, I think, to accept the, you know, the pretty straightforward psychological explanation, which is that we're just not fully paying attention to prices. And so we're interpreting them as a kind of signal, as a sort of shorthand for what sort of product this is and whether it's a good deal or whether it's not a good deal. I mean, economists used to think that the whole reason why you would have prices that ended in, you know, 99 cents or 67 cents or whatever was all about keeping the shop assistants honest, because they would always have to make change, and then they'd always have to put things through the cash register, and then they couldn't rip off the owner. But I think that that's probably becoming less and less convincing as an explanation for why we see these strange prices.
But in any other context, $12.67 feels like a completely random, pulled out of a hat number. But all of a sudden, you put it on a product, and we're trying to invent some narrative. Well, $12.67, that's thought through. There must be some accurate reflection of the cost of materials there. But if you put 10 bucks on it, that feels random.
I think one thing we can guarantee is that if you see a price like $12.67, what we know is that the retailer has tried a bunch of different things and has tested it out, and $12.67 is working for the retailer. So we have to figure out why it's working, but they will experiment. And that's particularly true online. If you buy anything, say, on Amazon or from an online supermarket, those prices, they change all the time. And these companies are constantly trying to learn about our buying behavior and, you know, what is the price that gets the maximum margin and also the maximum sales.
So that data at Amazon, I'm always getting these headlines, price that you looked at on a product has changed. And it's just like, you know, 7 cents or 6 cents.
2 cents, yeah.
2 cents. They have the data that knows that people act on that.
Yeah, they have a tremendous amount of data, and they'll be changing these things all the time. Some of the Amazon sellers actually just have computer software that will, they're selling through Amazon, and their software is just scanning the rest of Amazon and looking for prices. So there's a famous case of a book about, it was a biology textbook called An Anatomy of a Fly, and it was selling for, I can't remember exactly, but it was something like $23 quadrillion. And the reason was that there were just two sellers who, they both had software robots scanning the other seller's price, and they were in this sort of bidding war. The price was going up and up and up and up and up and up and up. No one was buying, but they were just riffing off each other, and the price got to this crazy level. But normally, we could be assured
that happened. So fantastic. Now, we've just got a few minutes here, but I suspect in wine, this is like a whole sort of field of psychology.
Oh, wine is amazing. So we have a lot of data now that when the bottle of wine is more expensive, or when you're told the bottle of wine is more expensive, it actually tastes better. They have people drinking wine through straws while sitting in brain scans, and the brain is acting differently. And, you know, you're told it's a $50 bottle of wine versus a $10 bottle of wine. Of course, it's the same wine. You know, no, the psychologists don't tell you that. And you think, you believe the $50 bottle of wine tastes better. The shape of the wine glass, all of these things alter our perceptions. Fascinatingly, there are some guys at Yale. I say guys. Laurie Santos is the head of this project.
Right.
She's a psychologist. Some guys at the Comparative Cognition Lab at Yale who are doing this sort of research on Capuchin monkeys. The monkeys have learned to trade. They've learned to buy and sell stuff. And the monkeys are not impressed by the information that some Jell-O or a snack or something is normally really expensive. They do not care. Whereas humans, in this respect, humans are much stupider than monkeys because we're really impressed simply by the idea that it's expensive. Oh, it must be good. The monkeys don't care.
It's also a moving target. I mean, it seems like back in the 60s, you were smart if you got the 99-cent sale. But now if you buy wine for 99 cents, you're perceived as stupid.
I don't know. I have not seen good data on how these prices are changing. But what I do know is when I wrote about this recently, I did a press search because there'd been a media article that said, companies are now, they're all switching to round numbers. So $4, $10, $20. They don't bother with 95 cents or 99 cents. And I did a press search and I found the same story basically from 2005 and the same story from the early 1990s. So, you know, every now and then someone in the media gets excited about the idea that there's this brand new pricing model. I'm not sure actually anything is quite so new when it comes to retail.
But spring first run suits at a men's store on Savile Row is definitely worth $7,000, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm sure of it.
Yeah,
I'm sure of it. If you say so and I say so, everyone believes it.
Pricing and the Brain, Tim Harford writes the Undercover Economist column for the Financial Times. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.